Welcome
to episode 133 of the Steer Nova podcast. People are going to be like, oh, this is choppy. So,
their internet must be McDonald's Wi-Fi.
Anyway, let's go.
So we are doing that before.
Yeah.
We just do it twice. Let's just do it twice.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'm pretty sure I paid to have that paid at one point.
Yeah, so I'm going to use the shit out of it. Yeah. Damn it. I swore in the first 30 seconds. Oh, no. We're more than 30 seconds. I think that's the rule.
Oh, on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got not that much news, but yeah. So Mittens rewards are going to be shipped out in the next few weeks. We just got the rest of the stuff. Well, I just got the rest of the stuff.
I didn't get it, nothing. I'm over here just twiddling my fingers over here.
You didn't even take your own copy of ink, did you?
I noticed that after.
I just realized that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I was kind of upset, too, because I actually wanted to show somebody, and then I was like, I didn't even take it.
Well, so I can send, I can send Mittens, too, and I'll send that, too, I guess.
Since I'm not coming apparently in October, since they don't want our money. Listen, folks, if you run a comic convention and you have an email address associated with that comic convention,
well, you should look at contact form.
But contact form. I don't care.
Message them on Facebook.
Yeah. So. If you have a lot of ways to message you and you don't have an easy way to read those things, you should fix that, because some people want to give you their money and you don't want it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So fix that.
That's like those people that you go there and you're like, oh, I got cash. They're like, oh, we only take card. And it's like, but no, like, I have cash right here. Like, it's better than card. This is accepted everywhere, except for here, apparently. That card, if it's Discover or, you know, some other, I think it's only Discover is like the only one that sometimes isn't taken some places. Yeah.
You're going to sit there and I'm going to tell you everything I accept except Discover.
Yeah. Visa, MasterCard, Amex. I even accept food stamps, but I don't take Discover when I like them. When I'm one of them folks.
Speaking of conventions, we are doing our virtual Comic-Con again, and
that's this will be our fourth annual.
Yeah, right?
No, yeah. Third annual.
We
did it on 2020. So yeah, this is our fourth annual.
Yeah,
that's dope that we like our first one was in 2020.
Yeah, well, nothing else going on.
Yeah.
Besides the world on fire.
Yeah, they were busy.
So yeah, that's
weird. That means that our 10th year is in 29, not on 30.
That's
weird though, because you start, you know what I mean? We should have had to be number zero in 2020. And this would be our third annual. Like our fourth year, third annual. It's like, oh, did you guys have a break? It's like, no, we just don't count the first one. That was number zero.
Last year so it's gonna be November 24th to 26th. Still gotta figure out the times, but I already know some of the times for things, like for our stuff, which I completely forgot right now, but it's in Canva. and it's on posts on our social media.
Basically, if you eat a lot of food on Thanksgiving Day and realize you've got nothing to do that weekend but rest it off, right? Take it on the chin like a champion. Then you should come hang out with us for 8 hours a day for three straight days. I think it was 8 hours, right? Is it 12 hours? How long do we do that? They were long.
No, we usually ended at like 8 or something like that.
But we started at 10, didn't we? So maybe it's 10 hours long?
No, we start, well, 10 your time. It's usually like 11 or 12.
Oh.
I'm probably going to start at noon. Because.
All right, so they're 8 hours long, 3 days in a row. It's awesome. It's epic. This year I'm going to spam a bunch of people and be like, come join our convention. It's going to be really epic and cool.
Last year I tried to do, have us do a bunch of stuff. We didn't have enough time to do that. Maybe this year, instead of trying to do all those different things, which I know I wouldn't be able to do anyway, like fake commercials and stuff from our universe, we'll do...
maybe some AI-generated stuff. Oh, shit, people are mad. I don't know.
Maybe QR codes and people can actually sell their stuff this time around. Because I've been wanting to do that from the beginning and just never figured out a way to do that. We were trying to do multiple different streams on different platforms last year. I'm not using Restream. that was more of a headache than it should have been. So not knocking it completely, but you know, I use StreamYard for a reason.
Maybe we should reach out to StreamYard and be like, hey, would you guys sponsor us to do this?
Yeah, we use your thing a lot. So.
Yeah, it's like we only use it for this, but you know, if we need it for one day for three, you know, across multiple platforms.
I gotta pay for that at some point to go.
Today? Is that what you said?
No, at some point, like soon. I have to pay for like the, well, not soon, like in November. And our final episode of this podcast will be during that Comic-Con.
What he means is that this particular format of podcast will no longer be going on. We will still be talking, but we might not talk like this. But
probably be more fun because
we've got some ideas. No spoilers. Yeah. No spoilers. We're gonna do some tweaking.
One person.
And then we killed them. So nobody knows.
So all that's going on.
If anybody does watch this current format, give me one good reason to keep doing it. Do it. And then we're not going to listen to that advice, and we're going to do what we want to do. And if you want to be a part of that, that's cool too. But if not.
Yeah. Because this podcast has turned into, I have a bunch of other friends that have done podcasts like this, and then it just turns into the same thing. Like it's just routine over and over and over again of the same thing. And I just got sick of it. So.
Yeah. So we're going to make it more entertaining. We're going to make it more fun.
And I did like breakfast talk, but it's not going to be like that. So I'll get your hopes up about that.
Yeah. Breakfast talk. No,
or the brunch bulletin, sad. Which I paid to have a logo made, and then we only used it for a year, if that.
Probably like 20 episodes, something like that.
Yeah, and then I was like, ah.
You know what we got to do eventually? Oh, one second. Yeah, Dave's calling. Okay.
All right.
All right, later. Could you hear that? I forgot if I hit mute.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. So for everybody, if you wonder where I'm going, I got to bring my brother to urgent care because he messed up his ankle. He's like, hey, I know you're about to hop on a podcast. Let me go for a run and cut my ankle. All right. So I don't know when I'll be back because obviously he's busted up. But maybe I'll try to hop on like my phone or something when I get there.
Cool. All right. Okay.
So look at that, everybody. Second or third to last podcast. I got to bounce because my bro's got to mess up his leg or ankle. All right.
Cool.
You know.
Cool. So we got our guest, Brandon from Dismay Comics. Again, this is episode 133 of the Cyrano Podcast. Cool. So, what's going on with you?
Nothing much. If people are viewing this, I'm not that much of a crazy person. A little bit if I'm willing to dress up like this. But I'm Brandon Ingram.
And where did you get like the name Dismay Comics from?
Dismay Comics kind of started from my first comic series I was working on was Dismay Avenue. It's like a horror anthology. And took a few hours in a day to come up with the name for that horror anthology. And then I basically pulled a DC and just was like, okay, like I need a publishing name. My first comic's Dismay Avenue. I'll just do Dismay Comics. And that's pretty much how the Dismay Comics came about.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Some people call our flagship title, the Seer Chronicles, the Seer Nova Chronicles, because it's so close to our name. That has nothing to do with it. It's just there's a character called the Seer.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. That's so not as cool as yours. So, yeah. Are you, like, building a dark universe with, like, Dismay Avenue and the Gallows Man and Tales from Town City, which is on Kickstarter right now?
So Dismay Avenue is, like, separate of itself. Dismay Avenue is pretty much, like, my serious psychological horror stuff, as well as its other types of horror. And then Gallows Man and Tales from Town City is, like, my funny, but, like, very dark humor type stuff. So, like, with that stuff, you have a funny time, and then Dismay Avenue, you're like, oh, crap, this guy, something's off with his head, clearly.
Yeah, it's actually kind of like, so we have a horror anthology called Chronicles of Horror. There's two of them, two issues of that, and then I wrote two of the stories in the second one. One is really messed up, and the other one is kind of like funnier, because it's like Chucky, but as a turtle.
That's funny.
We were at a we were at a convention like 2 weeks ago, something like that, and that's how I like said it to some people. And the guy that like runs the convention wanted a copy because of just how I said it. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool.
What's the name of the story?
Chronicles of Horror. My friend Matt like came up with the title because he wanted to have us publish the first one. So, just got Chronicles and a bunch of different names. Nice. And, the main character is a gravedigger and his name is Mr. Chronicle because we couldn't think of any other name. And the first one is four stories, and at first they don't look like they all connect, but, we're going to put the third one out, which is not called Chronicles of Horror. It's called something else. And that was going to come out this year, and then money issues and everything else. So it's probably going to be like another year or two, and then that's going to come out. And it's going to like come full circle with everything from issue one all the way to the last one. So,
good.
Yeah. Kind of and all we have to do is move one story, and it connects perfectly.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah.
Was that like a retroactive thing of like after y'all had done the stories, you were like, let's tie this together, or did y'all think before tying it together?
So the first one was just random stories, and then the second one I had like way more like project management control over, and Matt wasn't that involved. He just wanted to write his story or two stories. I think it was two. And I was like, cool, so now I'm taking this over. So the second story is the gravedigger is, it continues from the first one. He's going inside his little cabin thing. And he starts watching a show that's kind of like Creepshow. And each story is like just its own thing. But it's actually episodes of the show that he's like, different episodes or segments of the show that he's watching called Stay Tuned. Not based off the movie Stay Tuned. That's just what it's called. And then at the end of spoilers, at the end of the issue, there's one of the characters actually like puts his hand out of the TV and grabs him and pulls him in to the TV. And then it ends with like blood trickling down the TV. So you think he's dead, but he's not dead.
And okay.
The third issue is he's like going to be part of the show, but it's a show within the show. It's really weird. It's like Truman Show meets Friday the 13th.
So, nice. Nice. That's also a good way to pitch it. Like when you're at a con, like just literally saying that Truman Show meets Friday the 13th.
I said it to a couple people that were like writers for the third issue. Cause we have it all written. It just has to get like art, and I have to pay the writers And I'm like, well, I don't have money to pay you guys yet, so let's just hold off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. And then how I got them was like, literally, it's Truman Show mixed with Friday the 13th. And they're like, well, now I want to do that. I was like, cool.
Nice. That's awesome.
Do you really just like horror, or do you like everything?
I like a little bit of everything. Like, not saying I specialize in it, but when like horror or action comedy are like the easiest things for me to write. Like it comes, it flows the easiest. Like I don't get as much hangups when writing. I do love writing other genres though. Like I like writing sci-fi, like writing even like romance stuff. Romance is actually a tougher one for me because it's horror and action comedy are easy, but romance, like I gotta like get myself to focus more when writing, because sometimes whenever I'm writing, like if I'm in the writing mood but I'm hung up on a script, it's like I'll go back over to this horror script because it's my like it's like my cheat, essentially. It's like like I didn't get anything of this romance script or whatever, it's like I'll do this horror script. I've been trying to mitigate that more and more to where I don't do that as much. Jump over to the genres I'm more comfortable with or whatever. I try to stick to the ones that I'm trying to work on and the different scripts with those.
Yeah, I kind of took a break from writing that, but I have like a novel, but it's like a novel based within my superhero universe. So
yeah, yeah.
Like weird. I was writing that, and then like I just hit like a wall of like, oh, I don't really want to do this right now. So then I just went back to writing my comics, and I was like, for some reason, this is just easier for me than writing a novel. Yeah. But I can write pages and pages of a comic, but when I'm writing a novel, I'm like, just, you know, it's like different for me. So
I can say that. Like I haven't tried writing a novel. Like I write screenplays and comic scripts and stuff, but like I'm just trying to imagine myself like hopping into a novel right now, and I could already see me like I get maybe an hour in and then I instantly go back to the comfort stuff of like, okay, horror comic or this comic or whatever. So I could see that.
Yeah. I was writing this one novel, and then like I stopped, like it's just on hold for a while because it was like actually boring me because it was like nonfiction, and it was like it was fiction nonfiction, so it's like the future of like what our company would be in the future. Sounds weird. So I don't feel like writing this right now. So then I came up with the idea of writing the novel within my superhero universe. It's not just like, it's not superheroes, it's just the mafia stuff. And based, like, it's like a prequel thing before all my stuff happens in my comics. So it's just a journalist is creating a story after like an interview with this like big mob boss. So that's literally what it is.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. So is the novel itself, is it the journalist's story? Like it's the journalist writing it? Or
yep. Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just do it that way, because that way I can like focus on actually writing it, because it's not boring to me. So
nice.
So how do you go about like developing rich, complex characters like in storytelling?
It really depends. Like first, when it comes to like ideas of stories or whatever, like you as well as other writers probably know this, like over half the time when an idea of a story or whatever happens, it's random time. Like you it's hard to like force an idea to happen. It's just like you're in the shower, you're at the gym walking, or whatever it may be. It's just like random time will pop up. You're driving, it randomly pops up. But yeah, actually like sitting down and writing that story, when it comes to like the characters and stuff, they kind of just like flow naturally in the script. Like I'll have an outline usually of whatever the story is or the script or whatever it may be. And I might have an ending. Sometimes I don't have an ending, but I might have an ending, but it's like fairly loose, to where like I'm writing for this character and like I'm along the ride. Cause it's very much like when any of us are making characters, like these are like real people to us. Like we're not entirely putting our own morals and values on them. We're seeing them as separate, to where we're along for the ride in terms of what we see them doing. And then by the end, it's like, oh, like that's what happened. So that happens with me a lot of times. It's just like the fun of writing characters, whether it's through comedy or through a drama or horror, whatever it may be, just seeing like as a writer, just a natural flow and you yourself being kind of surprised as the characters are making decisions. Like, yes, you're ultimately the one making that decision for them because you're writing, but you're seeing it in their view rather than your view. And I don't know, I'd say if that even answers the question, that's how right.
I guess a lot of my characters come from like actual people that I know. I either change your name, I let them know like, hey, you're gonna be in my comic. They're like, oh, okay. Like Mittens is actually based off my girlfriend's like childhood cat she had. So he's not an actual space pilot in real life, but you know.
Yeah. I had a that's a good point. Is like a lot of times we have stuff that's like based off of something we've seen or a person we've met or whatever. I'm trying to pull out a floppy to show an example. Like my friend, he was like a really good artist in high school. He does art here and there, but a lot of times he'd do like weird, creepy drawings of some of his friends. Like it'd just be like, oh, here's this weird alien version of you or whatever, that sort of thing. And he did one of me. I put it in the back of this book because it inspired one of the stories in Disney Avenue number 2. If I can get that good. Let's see. My stupid screen. You can kind of see that where it's like, it's basically me. It's like a bluish, weird form of me holding like this like old fetus looking thing. And like there's like a basically an umbilical cord attached to my nose that goes to it. And I've always liked that art because it's just so weird. And it stuck with me whenever he had sent it, to where like I wrote a story all around that one painting. And like it eventually wound up being like that. Like that's the creature and stuff. But like, yeah, like that tiny little thing, like this piece of art my friend did for fun, of just a weird thing of me, basically. I was like, 16-page comic story just based on that. So it's interesting to see those influences and inspirations that happen.
That's cool. Yeah, that art looks sick too. So
thank you. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Junji Ito. He's a big horror mangaka, and that story, writing it, was very much like my influences of Junji Ito. And then the artist I found for that story, Gaetano Matt Reglio, he's able to do very much like a Junji Ito art style. So yeah, I love that story. That page itself is like one of my favorite pages. It's whenever I'm at a con and someone's looking at the book, I have to flip to that one page and be like, hey, here's weird creature stuff. Try to entice them with weirdness.
So last question. What do you hope your comics like do as like an impact on like, you know, society?
I'd say with specifically talking with like Gallows Man and Tales from Town City. And I might get to Disney Avenue in a second, but those two, Gallows Man and Tales from Town City. I love comics nowadays. Like comics, I think, are some of the best they ever have been. There's a lot of like great, deep philosophical storytelling out there. There's stuff like Tom King stuff sometimes where by the end of it, I'm nearly on the verge of tears or whatever it may be. It moves you. Like, but I say all that, sometimes you need like just a little break from the seriousness or the deepness or the philosophicalness or whatever it is of a comic. Like sometimes you just need a funny time. Not in terms of like turn off your brain like a Fast and the Furious movie, but just like a fun, funny time. And that's what I like to do with like Gallows Man and Tales from Town City, is it's just like you just got done reading one of your deep philosophical comics. Here's a little like intermission, basically. Like read this, like cleanse your palate a little bit before you get back into the trenches of just sorrow. That's what I like to do with Gallows Man and Tales from Town City. It's just a fun time. Yes, there are deeper meanings within those comics, but you don't have to like notice those or recognize those to enjoy the comic. It can just be a fun time. But yeah, like that's what I like to do with those. Just harken back to, hey, we can have fun comics sometimes. Just a fun read or funny read. And Disney Avenue, I very much like horror. Like I grew up on horror, and I really like the Twilight Zone, like Rod Serling's The Twilight Zone. Like I grew up on that. I absolutely love it. And Disney Avenue combines some of my love for modern horror, but also harkening back to that time of horror with like Twilight Zone. And really just in my eyes, having like a not a new perspective on horror, because it is taking elements that are already there, but just like, hey, like here's something that appears different, but you have seen this before.
That's cool. Yeah. Chronicles of Horror has like a Twilight Zone kind of feel. And also I wrote a story for, so I was like part of this other anthology called, I just put it away. Now I have to find it. I can't even think of the title, and I just posted the picture like yesterday. Like, hey, I forgot that I didn't post it. It's got Droid in it too, and now I'm just stupid because I'm like, I was part of this thing. Punk Droid. All right. So it's an anthology, and like when I was marketing it when the Kickstarter was going on, the guy that was like in charge of it is like, it's not just that. And I was like, oh, calm down. So I was like, oh, it's like Twilight Zone or Black Mirror, but like that's my story. My story's like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was a lot of like Black Mirror because I just watched like the recent season before I wrote that.
Yeah.
And, so a lot of people are like complaining about the AI art and stuff. So I basically took that and I just made it into a story. So it's a starving artist. He never finishes a painting. And then this random person comes up to him and gives him a business card and just has like an art gallery thing on it and like address. He tells him if he actually finishes the painting, like he can put it in the gallery and all this stuff. He's like, oh, cool. So I'll actually finish it. Then he tells his girlfriend and they have a little fight. His girlfriend actually doesn't believe in him that much. She's kind of like a business, like snobby person, and he's the opposite. So in spite of like that fight, he like finishes the painting and then like goes to deliver it to the museum. And when he walks in, it's like just a dark room of like TV monitors. There's no actual art on the wall. It's just emptiness. Yeah. Then there's a light. He goes down to the hall, and then he sees the person that gave him the business card. It's this dude that owns the gallery. And he basically kidnaps the artist and like uses his brain for AI art and just generates it and puts it on the monitors and stuff. So I took the AI thing and I spun it to a story.
We're literally going that direction. So,
yeah. so he's like put into a think tank and then like his brain is just being stolen for other stuff.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. But the rest of the anthology is not like that. It's different, but yeah, I like Twilight Zone. So
I go back to it at least once a year, not watch the whole thing, but watch at least a few episodes every year, especially around this time, October, I'll probably watch them.
Yeah. I'm watching a lot of horror movies. My last job, I was able to just do that at work because I was a security guard, so I didn't have to really do anything. Cool. So those that are watching the podcast, when this actually comes out, this comes out on Wednesdays of the week that I record it normally, depending on how it falls. So this will be out this coming Wednesday. Brandon has a Kickstarter going on. It's going to end pretty soon. So let's see here. So there's 3 days left. And I'm guessing, when did you like this end? 1 p.m. on the 5th. Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's good. So hopefully the podcast does something. all right. So I will present it. So what's your little elevator pitch for people to back your Kickstarter?
So Tales from Town City, it's golden age superhero dark comedy. I want to first preface, it's a spinoff of The Gallows Man, but you don't have to read The Gallows Man to read this. I do want to mention tonally, just so you understand the tone of this, that The Gallows Man is basically 1940s Adam West Batman meets Inglourious Basterds. Like, that's The Gallows Man. It's set in the 1940s. He's beating up and killing Nazis, all while having that fun jovialness of Adam West Batman. Like, oh, like, we got him, chum. Or like, gee willikers, Gallows Man. Like, stuff like that, all while killing Nazis violently. So I mentioned that Tales from Town City is a spinoff of The Gallows Man. It follows like minor characters within The Gallows Man. There's three different stories in issue one of Tales from Town City. One follows two homeless villains that are trying to use expired coupons at a convenience store. I'm currently dressed as one of them. My green shirt, I usually have a green shirt. It's dirty. It's in the dirty laundry, though. So that's one of the stories. Another story follows a mortician who is trying to make sense of dead villains' names. He's cremating these villains. He's like, okay, you're dressed as the frog. Your name's the frog. That makes sense. But then he gets over to other villains. It's like, yours, I don't get it at all. You're called the Jackal. You don't resemble a jackal at all. Like, you're dressed in a green mobster suit. Call yourself the Green Gangster. It's not a good name. It's better than the Jackal. So he's just talking to himself and these dead villains all while he's cremating their bodies. And then the last story is called Fierce Pets. And PETS is an acronym. It stands for Precise Ecosystemic Tactical Squad. Kind of harkening back to those Wildcats days, the covert action teams. And this team of super animals go and slaughter poachers, like, very viciously. And the next page kind of shows that it gets pretty wild. But so a lot of variety in terms of your golden age dark comedy. But yeah, I enjoyed a good bit.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And there's also t-shirts. We got the Fierce Pets t-shirts, even has the acronym below it, the Precise Ecosystemic Tactical Squad. I've said that so many times, it's just ingrained in my head, like that acronym. But yeah, it's available in two colors. I ultimately did the t-shirt because I won a couple of them. I'm happy other people have been ordering them, but
it's like a lot of things. I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to make this thing just because I want it.
Exactly. And yeah, there's reward tiers that range from $1 to $75, like pretty much a reward tier for any budget. Every little bit helps. Like you can get Tales from Town City number one digitally for just $5. For $12, you get Tales from Town City number one, Galsman number one, Galsman number two digitally. That's over 130 pages of comics, all for $12. Physical copies for Tales from Town City start at $10. And then there's the t-shirts. And then there's like bundles where it's like physical copies of Galsman 1, Galsman 2, Tales from Town City number 1, signed, as well as like stickers and PDFs of scripts and all that stuff. There's all kinds of little bundles and stuff with it.
That's cool.
Huh. Yeah, and then I have a preview of the Gallows Man for people that they want to get Tales from Town City, but they're also like, hey, like, what's the Gallows Man about, basically? And there's a 7-page preview for that on the Kickstarter as well. Of one of my dumbest parts in issue 2 of the Gallows Man, but I really do like it. It basically follows Gallows Man. He's infiltrating some Nazi stuff that he heard about. He's infiltrating it and comes upon these two henchmen who are just talking about a game they saw, and then Gallows Man kills them. He uses a thing called the noose reel. It jams, though. The guy's supposed to be flying up in the air. It jams. Other henchmen are coming around the corner. He's kind of panicking. He straps, ties some of the ropes to him, throws the ropes up into the shipping container. And then the next few pages are Gallows Man weekend at Bernie's, like, puppeteering this guy in front of the henchmen. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, yeah, like... Otis. There's nothing wrong with Otis, all while like his neck is like visibly cracking and all this stuff. Like it's a fun dumb time.
That's cool. That's awesome. Printed by Comics Wellspring.
Yeah, it's the currently, at least, like I'm not like bowing before Comics Wellspring, but currently it's the best quality for the price you pay from all the stuff I've seen.
Yeah. I just got Mittens 2 in from the campaign that we did July and August, and it did take them a little longer.
I had that issue with Disney Avenue 1 and 2, but part of that, which I mean, like, it is ultimately their fault, but I did order it around Black Friday of last year, because that's around the time my campaign ended. And there must have just been an influx of people that did orders around that time, because they had a 25% off discount. I didn't get those till like, I don't know, it was at least 2 months. And then whenever I got them, there was issues, so I had to send them back. But they sent the fixed ones back pretty quickly to where there's no issues and I didn't have to pay extra or anything. Yeah, that's the only time I've had an issue with them, though.
This is the first time that I've, like, an issue. It, like, showed up. But, like, so I saw issue 1 of Mittens on top of everything, and I was like, I swear, you just printed issue 1. So I was, like, going through them. I was like, oh, okay, good. Issue 2 is in there. Like,
oh, okay. That's
good. I was like, why did you do that? But, like, we ordered it September 5th, and I just got them, like, 2 days ago. And they're like, yeah, we're, like, 14 days out. I was like, no, you're not.
Yeah, that's the thing that's a little bit frustrating, is it does say, like,
I was like, 14 day delivery. 14 day. That's like, yeah, that's the like slowest.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing, 14 days or less, and it was more than that. So, but besides that, they're really cool. But, yeah, I think they're just like they have to catch up after like all of these comics are like just flowing.
And I also think like. They're booming a lot quicker than they're able to expand, because they need to expand. It's obvious they need to expand because everyone's going to them the past like 2 years. And I'm sure they are expanding, but like they're trying to catch up with.
Yeah, they just hired a social media person like last year, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe like in April. Yeah. So like I was going to apply for that, but then I would have to go to like Michigan. And I'm like, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't want to just travel there all the time. But yeah, so they're cool, and they actually sponsored our virtual Comic-Con last year.
Nice.
So that was really cool. But
I actually just remembered they have that cover contest going on like today or tomorrow. I got to enter that. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, I never put a cover in. Usually I don't have a comic that's like relevant to a contest, or it's just like I'm busy doing something else.
Yeah.
Cool. So where can people find you?
Yeah, so people can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Dismay Comics. That's D-I-S-M-A-Y Comics. You can follow along in terms of Tales from Town City with the Kickstarter, as well as other comics that we have going on, like Gallows Man, Dismay Avenue, and future projects, as well as just see me talk about comics or movies, or just do dumb little ads as Hypno Ray, basically.
That's cool. Yeah, I have to do more TikTok stuff. I was going to earlier this year, and then I just didn't have time to do that. So
it takes a lot. The plus side is I do like doing TikTok, because it's that like making a regular social media post on like Facebook or Instagram, like it's just like, for me, it's just like, ah, here's a post. Whereas like TikTok, like I'm making a video or whatever, where like it hits that creative side of me a little bit, to where like, oh, I might not be writing a comic right now, but at least I'm doing something creative. I feel like I'm creating something, kind of.
Yeah, I just post our podcast episodes on there, really, and like little other clips of something. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Because I never know what to like just say on there. So I'm just like. Cool. So thanks for coming on. And
thank you.
Yeah, this will be out Wednesday. So hopefully this gets you a backer or something. So.
Yeah, thank you, man.